Hey everyone, this is Coastal Kestrel 725. So I just want to preface this by saying there's probably going to be a lot of background noise. I'm not too concerned with whatever may or may not come up. It is middle of the afternoon on a Monday, so there's going to be sounds probably coming from outside. I know other people are home, I have neighbors, so. This is the first time I am ever doing anything like this, so we're gonna see how long and rambly this ends up being. I did definitely get more questions than I thought I was going to, but I think they're all very good questions, so we're gonna just see how this goes. I have them all here under the post. I'm just going to start at the top and I'm going to work my way down. So, first question, how are you? I'm doing okay right now. This is the first Monday in about a month I haven't had to be to work at 7 a.m., which is nice because having to be up that early sucks. But, it's kind of warm out. Unfortunately, I have to leave my air conditioner in my room off because there's way too much sound for that. But otherwise, I am okay. Thank you for asking. Next question here. Interesting name choice. Is there a special meaning or story behind your name, and why did you choose that name? So, it's not really an interesting story. So, Coastal Kestrel 725 is actually also the name for my Google Play account. So when I was making my Reddit account, I wanted something different than my other social media because it was specifically going to be for, like, GWA, and, that wasn't stuff I really, not that I didn't want to associate with myself, but I didn't want other people who know me to necessarily be able to find it right away, or at all, but I wanted it to be something that I remembered, and that's what I went with. It's something that I like. It's a nice name. It's something that kind of sticks in your head, but it's still something that's mine. So that's that. So what encouraged you to start recording audios? So I had been kind of lurking on the GWA subreddit for a while, and I ended up commenting on somebody else's post that, you know, I was gonna listen to the stuff that they had when I got the chance, and I'd leave my thoughts and comments. And so finally I listened through them, and I left sort of a detailed kind of list, and we ended up talking back and forth, and finally I sent just a voice clip of him because I'd heard his voice, so I thought it was only fair he heard mine. And he's like, oh, you have a really good voice. You should definitely record. And I was like, I don't know. And kind of eventually he just kind of talked me into it. Like, it left this little, like, nugget in the back of my brain going, oh, maybe I should. So I ended up recording my first audio that I put up, and I sent it to him, and he's like, you have to post this. And so I did, and that's just kind of where that came from. So the next question, how do you prepare yourself before recording? Honestly, I think this kind of depends on what it is I'm recording. So the handful of scripted stuff that I've done, I just mostly I read through it one or two times, so this way I know kind of what's coming up, and I know I'll record it in bits, and I'll listen back once I have it all together and the editing and whatnot. Anything not scripted, I just kind of go with it. It is how it turns out, basically. I don't think too much about it. I just kind of go with it, and I listen to it back just to make sure that I do like it. Thankfully, I have liked basically everything I've recorded so far. But, I mean, who knows if that'll change in the future. Who knows? So yeah, there's really not much preparation that I do. So then, what does your set look like and where do you record? So I record in my bedroom, with the exception of that parking lot audio. So I have two different setups depending on if it's scripted or not scripted. So scripted, I do have a microphone set up with my laptop. It's where I'm sitting recording right now. Then the other setup I do is I will just lay on my bed with my phone and I'll just kind of try and keep it placed somewhere where I know it's going to pick up all the sound that I need. And so that is my setup. Alright, when do you record normally, and is it tough for you? Do you get disturbed often? So, I normally will record anywhere from, like, midnight to 3 a.m. because it is quieter outside. And one of the other people that I live with, who you could probably just hear in the background now, is usually asleep, and the other person that I live with is usually at work. So it makes it a lot easier. So depending on random happenstance, I usually don't get disturbed too often, which is kind of nice. I do eventually want to get some sort of better soundproofing in this room. So this way it will make it much easier to record and I don't have to worry about anything else. And I know you just will have heard that door in the background, so hopefully there isn't going to be much other sound besides whatever cars are going to be outside. Alright, next question. What are your red flags? So, red flags for me... You can tell I did not think about these answers. I'm terrible at picking up on things sometimes. Honestly, I think the only red flags that I can think of are when someone is very persistent, or when someone will not really listen to what you're saying. So, like, if they ask me a question and either avoid answering, or I say I don't want to answer, or I say, hey, I'm busy, can we talk later? Because whatever they're doing is not making me comfortable. And they just keep going with it, or they say, not even necessarily say anything, but they won't give up on whatever this point is. I think that's a red flag, because it means that they're not willing to listen to you in any sort of situation. Or just being persistent means that they might not have a good understanding on boundaries. And that's a big thing for me. Like, I have been very open, I think, with everybody that I've responded to, I've talked with, because I don't mind answering these questions. But yeah, boundaries are a big thing. If you do ever get to that point with me, I will very clearly let you know. But yeah, so those I think are like the only red flags that I can think of. Do you have any pet peeves? Honestly, I don't think I do. I mean, there are probably some things that get to me, but I don't necessarily know if I'd call them pet peeves. Yeah, I don't necessarily think I have any. That is a good question. Anyway, continuing on. Do you listen to GWA or other subreddits a lot? If so, what interests you the most? So I don't necessarily know if I'd say I listen to it a lot anymore, because I know I definitely have listened less since I started recording. But, I know I am on GWA all the time. I have a bunch of posts that I do have saved that I will listen to eventually at some point. Other than that, I don't listen to a lot of subreddits a lot. I know there are a couple I have that I leave kind of on my feed just to kind of go through, but there's nothing, like, amazing or nothing that I interact with a lot. It's more just so I can kind of have stuff to look at. Mostly, I just like seeing the creativity that everyone comes up with, because, so, like, I have the scripts that'll come up for GWA, for it itself, and, like, the script guild. I have just Script Haven as well, so I see all of their scripts, and then I see all of the fills for both of them. And, there's just, I love the amount of creativity that people can come up with. So, I think that's mostly what interests me. So then what do you do in your free time, and how do you relax? So mostly my free time I spend either listening to music or I spend watching TV. I am a big binge watcher. Not necessarily anything new. I do have the tendency to not want to start a new show and will end up watching something that I have seen at least part of. So, like, currently I am binge watching through Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I've seen all but either the last season or the last two seasons. I don't remember where I left off. But, so now that, you know, that's done and over with and I've finished binge watching through, I don't even remember what it was before this, but I restarted at the beginning so that I could watch the whole thing beginning to end, because that's what I end up doing. And then as far as music goes, I haven't listened to anything really new, I think, in a while, but I'm so... Some of you listening may know this, because I know some of you have asked me about music, and I have answered, but I am a big K-pop fan. That is the majority of what I listen to. I will listen to other stuff. I grew up on basically everything, and I, even at work, you know, I listen to whatever happens to be playing, and so I do listen to music a lot, but K-pop is, like, my bread and butter at the moment, and so that is the majority of how I spend my time. So, and moving on, are you a morning person? I kind of already answered this. No, I am not. I will get up if I absolutely have to, but I would much rather sleep until noon and then be up until 2 a.m. and then go to sleep. So, thankfully that works out for my job, because So one of the two people I live with is my brother, and we do share a vehicle, so he works overnights, and then I have to wait for him to get home in the morning before I can go to work. So I usually end up not working until the afternoon anyway. So that's very beneficial on my end. Because no, I am not a morning person. So the next question is, can you cook? Subjectively, I guess. Like, if you give me all the ingredients in a recipe, I can follow it. And it'll probably turn out decently. Just on my own, I kind of just do whatever. And however it turns out, it turns out. I am definitely not a chef. So then moving on again, shower or bathtub? So my bathtub actually does not work. I have to get the faucet fixed. I can't talk anymore. So I'm gonna have to go with shower. Favorite meal of the day? Honestly, any. If you couldn't tell from my sleep schedule, I do not have any sort of structure to my day. So I don't generally eat at the same time every day, roundabouts. So favorite meal of the day is going to be just whatever meal I happen to be having. As weird as that might sound. So next question. Do you like to travel? Would you like to do it more often, when possible, again? So yes, I do like to travel. I would love to do it more. So as said, I do listen to a lot of K-pop, so the majority of the travel that I do is for concerts. In which case I end up going to one of two places. Because they're the two closest to me. In which case, it's not like, it ends up being a day trip is what it is, because they're close enough that I can drive, be there for the concert, and then come home. But, I have traveled further out than that. So the only major trip I've been on, again, was for a concert, but I also met with friends. I went to Chicago, I was there for 3 days, and it was the best. I loved it. I would love to go back someday, but at the same time, I just would love to go wherever. It is definitely something I would love to do more of in the future. So, next, do you speak more than one language fluently? Which one, if so? I do not. I am a very basic white bitch. I speak English. That's it. Are there other languages I would love to learn? Absolutely. I have always been fascinated by languages ever since I was little. Learning at least one other language is one of those things I have always wanted to do. I've just never had the drive, I guess, to stick with it, is, I guess, the best way to put it. So, yeah. Currently, I do not. Moving on. Age or approximate age. So, this is in my Reddit profile. I don't know how many have actually looked at it, but I have no problem saying it. I am 30 years old. I will actually be turning 31 in July. So, sometime in that last week, feel free to wish me a happy birthday if you would like. You have 1 week, all expenses paid trip to anywhere in the world. Where do you go and why? Honestly, this kind of goes with the other travel question. Anywhere. I would easily just take a map of the world and just throw a dart, and wherever it lands, I would love to go. Mostly because it's somewhere different. I haven't done it in a while, but I enjoy people watching. I enjoy just going somewhere and watching people go about their day, because it's something different than my day is. You know, their lives are different than mine. Wherever it is that I would go is different than where I live. Like, it, objectively, it's kind of the same everywhere, but realistically, aesthetically, atmospherically, I guess, anywhere you go is going to be different than where you're used to. And that's something I would love to be able to experience more of. So yeah, I just literally just anywhere. Absolutely anywhere in the world. Pick for me. So, last movie you saw in a theater. So, I actually have a drive-in movie theater relatively close to me. They're only open during the summer on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's a very cheap ticket price, so you get two movies for that ticket. So, I like to go as much as I possibly can. Last couple of years have been difficult because we didn't have a vehicle until last year. But, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, my brother and I actually went and we saw Doctor Strange 2 and Morbius, which was a movie, I guess we'll say. Doctor Strange was fantastic, though. I loved it. Looking forward to getting the chance to see it again once it eventually comes to streaming. So, next question. What have you learned about yourself from posting on GWA? Honestly, I think the thing I've learned the most is that what I thought was my comfort zone is something that I am willing and capable of getting past. So, the parking lot audio, for example, I think there's part of me that has always been, at the very least, voyeuristic. The exhibitionist side is something that's a little newer for me, but, you know, sitting there in the car, playing with myself in the parking lot, where anybody at any point could walk up and see me, is something I have thought about a couple of times, but never thought I would actually physically do. I thought I would always be too nervous or too scared to do it. So actually being able to do it and share with others for them to enjoy as much as I enjoyed it is definitely something that was way past that comfort zone. But in a good way, if that makes any sense. So I think that's what I've learned about myself, is that I am capable of going past what I thought I could do. So next question, what makes you feel confident and sexy? It might be a little narcissistic of me to say, but honestly, the comments that I've gotten on my posts, knowing that people enjoy how I sound and enjoy me enjoying myself, it definitely does make me feel a little more confident in myself. And there are some of you who may be listening that have very plausibly seen what I look like and still enjoy interacting with me, and that makes me feel even better. Please do not ask for anything unless it is something I have already sent you. Just because otherwise I know I'm going to get inundated, and I would rather not have that happen. Okay, so what is something that a man or a woman can do that really turns you on? Honestly, it does not take very much to turn me on. I think that's something else that I've known about myself for a while that I've kind of played into, is it really doesn't take much to get me turned on. And some of you know this firsthand. So do you have a memory of an all-time best orgasm? If so, please share. Honestly, I don't think I do. I mean, I've had some very good ones. I've had some that were just, you know, it's an orgasm. It gets you there. But I don't know if I necessarily have one, like, all-time best. Sorry, I was trying to determine if that was weather outside or if it was something in the hallway. Because that might have been one of my cats, I'm not sure. But okay. We are going to continue on. So, next question. You mentioned exhibitionism, and I know I would love to ask if you have any exhibition stories to share, or more simply, what's the most fun or exciting place you have been naked? What is the longest consecutive time you've been naked, and do you always record naked, even in public? So, the only exhibitionism story that I do have to share is the parking lot audio, because that is my first foray actually into it. Honestly, I wasn't fully naked. I did still have my shirt on. It was just pulled up, and my jeans were down towards my ankles, so I wasn't really naked, but I think that's the most exposed I have ever been in public. Longest consecutive time I have been naked, I want to say... probably a day or so. I don't know. It's been a while since I lived alone, and that was, like, the only time I did stay naked, other than, like, when I was taking a shower or getting changed or anything. Because it was really the only time that I could, because there was no one else around. So yeah, probably a couple of hours. I think that's about it. And then, so funnily enough, most of the time when I'm recording, I am not actually naked. There are a couple, I think I have been, but for the most part, I am not fully naked. Usually I'll still have, like, sometimes I will leave my panties on when I masturbate. Sometimes I will be in just, like, my bra and a tank top, or my bra and a shirt. And then, like I said, there are a couple of times I am naked. It kind of just depends on the mood of it. So, those were definitely very interesting. So, thank you for asking them. Do you have any idea how far you're willing to take the exhibitionism you have started? Honestly, I have no idea. As of right now, I think I'm going to stick with being in safer spots, because it is still something I'm kind of just dabbling with. Would you like to actually get caught? No. I think the thrill of the possibility of getting caught is what is there for me. Actually getting caught, I think, would be completely and totally mortifying. I would probably die. Unless, say, it were, like, a prearranged situation. So, you know, I tell someone, hey, I'm going to be here at such and such time. I want you to come find me. And so it's something arranged. Then, okay, maybe, yeah, sure, I'll be fine. But otherwise, I will probably die of embarrassment. I think I'd end up just leaving and moving somewhere remote and getting, like, an under-the-table job, like cleaning a hotel on the side of the highway or something. I don't know. We would have to see. How are you so sexy? I honestly don't know if I can answer this one, because I don't necessarily think I am. Apparently many of you do, though. So I'm gonna leave that to you all to answer. Moving on, I'm down to the last couple here. So, weirdest or most embarrassing, most obscure kink. So I don't necessarily know if I have any weird or embarrassing ones. I think my most obscure kink, though, is doll play. I know I haven't mentioned it on here before. I think I've only mentioned it to a handful of people, like, in DMs or messages, and the only reason I think it's the most obscure is because I don't see it very often. I don't know if maybe I'm just not looking in the right places and it's more common than I think it is. But as far as I know, yeah, that's going to be my most obscure is doll play. So, cheeseburgers or no cheese? An actual, just normal, everyday question, which was a nice little fun one to throw in the mix. And the answer is cheeseburgers. I will take absolutely anything with cheese. Anytime. And last question, how did you find GWA? So, the interesting thing is I actually found GWA through Soundgasm. So, many, many a year ago, when I was still on Tumblr frequently, I happened across a post about Soundgasm, and I started looking into that there, and I discovered a search engine that I could search through tags on Soundgasm directly. And so I would listen to audios there, and from time to time, one would have GWA listed just as that in its little description. I had no idea what it was. I had no clue what it meant. And then eventually I discovered that it was a subreddit, and I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. And I just kind of still stuck with Soundgasm. And then eventually I was like, all right, no, you know what? I need to check out the subreddit And so, and finally, I made a Reddit account, and I started looking on there, and then 7 months later, I started recording, and that's what's led up to now. So that was kind of how I found GWA. And, so yeah, this only took a half an hour, which is interesting. But, so that is the end of my first 100 follow you. I told you I cannot talk anymore. My first 100 follower AMA. I don't know if this is a brag, but it's like, it's a legitimate question. Why do you follow me? Because between posting this 1 week ago, literally a week ago, and today, answering the questions now, I have gained over 50 followers, and I don't know where any of you came from, and I'm legitimately baffled. Like, why? Why me? What? So this, I would like a response. If you make it to the very end of this audio, I would like a response in the comments. Why did you decide to follow me? If you did. If you're just listening this as is, then thank you for listening, I guess. This has been slightly rambly. I don't know if the format's exactly what you're going to be used to. If you listen to AMAs, I normally don't. I mean to, and then I end up not. But yeah, so that's going to be the end of that. I will probably do another one in the future. Who knows when. But now I'm definitely just rambling. So thank you for the questions. This was a lot of fun to kind of talk out and explore and record. And again, I am sorry for any sort of background noises that might be here because middle of the afternoon, yay! But, okay, yeah. Let me just end this. So thank you once again for listening, especially if you made it all the way here to the end. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I love recording. I love posting and sharing. And I love talking with all of you wonderful people who comment and who tell me all the super amazing things on how much you enjoyed it or how it made you feel or how you reacted to it. I love it so much. So thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.